I am very concerned that could there be a repeat of what happened in 2006, where over 60 countries were reported the occurrence of H5N1. Could the same thing happen today? I would say, yes, it may. I don't know if it will be H5N1 or not, but I think surveillance is down, investments are down, the veterinary services, everything, all the work that was done in the last couple of years, I can't say it's for naught, because education is education and preparedness is also valuable. But I don't think that the systems in place are as robust as they should be after the experience of H5N1. And should something else hit, because the veterinary systems or the medical services are not up to snuff, then I think that we could have a problem on our hands. When will that occur? I don't know. It's very, very important that the veterinary services work with the human health services or public health services to be able to do proper surveillance and share information across the sectors. With the financial crisis that we've suffered for the last couple years, I would say that surveillance or emphasis on laboratory diagnostics, analysis, to be able to prevent or react to the occurrence of a disease, whether it's influenza or something else, it's not there. It's not where it should be. I think the investments that were made either by the international community or the countries themselves are falling wayside. We do not have the level of investment that we need. We will likely see outbreaks that go unattended, outbreaks that spread throughout a country, across borders, and that we will be able to monitor it at the global level, but not react to it at the local level when it's small, when it would be more cost efficient to do so. Investing in prevention is extremely important. We all talk about prevention is better than treatment. So to be able to invest in an earlier stage, such as what we did with Rinderpest, probably the savings for every dollar spent were about $5 that were saved. So a 1-to-5 ratio. And we've seen similar things or similar amounts for other transboundary animal diseases, such as foot and mouth disease or classical swine fever, avian influenza. Between for every dollar spent, if a country has had to spend $10 million to fight the disease, well, it's $50 million that have been saved down the road. That's in direct costs. Indirect costs, probably the savings go much higher. I think the role of the international organizations is to lead by example in cooperation, be able to be a neutral body that different viewpoints are able to come together to express and to look or seek consensus on the ground. From an FAO perspective, we are very much of a knowledge and development organization. We do provide not only policy guidance, but I think also best practices on the ground. And where I measure success is not at the capitals or the headquarters, but at the village level or community level, where people are looking for gainful and healthy lives.